Clay Matthews' hamstring injury, it's a recurring injury, so that's part of the plan to give him more time than probably initially thought of. He thought that he needed. I think if you talk to Clay, he would prefer to be practicing. But Dr. McKenzie feels that this is the third time this specific injury has shown up, so they're going to give him extra time to make sure it's healed.
Given the time he missed in OTAs, too, is he significantly behind at this point?
Well, he's not ahead. He's missed a lot of practice. So I'll just say when he was practicing, at one point he was a starter. So he's done a lot of positive things. So we'll see how he comes back when he comes back from this injury. Well, we want all of our players back because, especially the way we're structured on defense, I think Don has done an excellent job utilizing our players with all the different defensive personnel groups. So, especially with the production from the linebacker group, both inside and outside, and the ability to be pressure players that they've shown so far, you definitely want to have all of them.
Mike, Pat Lee, is he still back in back spasms, or is it?
Yeah, Pat Lee is still out because of his back.
Yes. Do you have a, when?
I do not. I think he's going to be hard pressed to go this week.
And why was Paulie out
yesterday? His ankle hit some recurring swelling in the same ankle. So I'm hopeful he'll be able to go either today or Thursday.
Mike, how's Raji look so far, and what determination do you go through to see
him
play Saturday?
I thought BJ had a solid day. He looked like a player that was in the first day in pads. We're very limited with his reps yesterday, and he's on a one-a-day schedule. It's just a medical viewpoint of being cautious and just kind of building him up throughout the week and hopefully getting him ready for Buffalo.
Coach, some reports this morning about Fred Favre finally going to be coupled by him. Does that surprise you at all?
I'm not surprised by it. I don't think anybody should be surprised by it.
Do you look forward to that challenge and then being able to play him, or since it looks like you guys will be getting to him in week four now?
We always look forward to playing the Vikings, so I don't think that'll ever change here in Green Bay.
Does that add any extra juice to it,
Mike? I have no comment about it. We're a football team that's looking to improve. If he's going to play, that's that's obviously his choice.
Will he bring any extra challenge to your defense?
I'm sorry, the first part.
Will he bring any extra challenge, with the firepower that they have, with him added to it? Will that bring any more challenge?
I'm sure we're going to answer the Viking questions, in the week of the game. So we're preparing for Buffalo right now.
As you get ready for Buffalo, what kind of things do you want to see as you step forward from the last game that you want
to? I think this will be an excellent challenge for us. Buffalo's playing their third preseason game, so they're a little further ahead in the preseason process than we are, but we want to stack on the successes that we were able to achieve in the Cleveland game, but also we need to correct the things that we need to improve on. You could start with the pre-snap penalties. That's something that we need to do a much better job on. We want to be more mentally sound as far as our mental errors. We want to keep the tempo and the ability to play at a high level. Some of the positive things we did, but we need to improve as a football team.
Do you anticipate Aaron Rodgers getting about the same amount of snaps as the last game?
The format that I've followed in the past it will be the starting point of our discussion on Friday. We've always played 10 to 12 plays the first game, and then you're looking closer to 20-25 in the second game. So that's something that we'll look at. And just the way we practice this week and the health of our football team, all those factors. It's not really how we play one player as an Aaron Rodgers. It's really how we combine the groups of the players.
Mike, as a coach who's a big believer in off-season work, did you ever see yourself bringing in a quarterback cold after training camp's already over?
I don't think you ever close the door on potential player acquisition. It doesn't matter what time of year you bring them in. Quarterback position is, in my view, the most challenging when you bring a player in late because of his responsibility, mentally, and learning a new language and obviously being the main communicator of that new language. So, but to me, player acquisition's, you know, 12 months out of the year. Brett's done a really nice job. I mean, if you look at him this year compared to last year, I mean, he's done a great job, you know, with the muscle mass that he's had, and it's definitely showed up in his play. I mean, there was something last year that he struggled with, you know, particularly without a bumper run that he was seeing last year. So I think he's playing a lot more confidence. He did a real nice job on special teams in the game against Cleveland. And I thought he did an excellent job, particularly on the in the return game, you know, coming up with that one punt and all the traffic. But he's a much improved player. You know, he's had some tough opportunities, and we just want to see if he can take that next step.
Like Bill Reno and Barber started splitting snaps yesterday for first team. What are you looking for there?
I'm looking for one of them two to jump up and take the job. I mean, that's what we're looking for in all of our competitions. Coaches want to plan. They want to prepare. They want to get things in line. And as you move forward through the preseason, it's a challenge for everybody involved. The guy that plays next to him, you want Bruno or Allen to jump up and take the job and claim the starting position. That's what I'm looking for.
Coach, there's been a lot of talk about the advantage of practicing against the 3-4. You play like 7 out of your first 8 games against 4-3. How do you stay sharp against that?
Well, we actually worked on some 4-3 today. We'll work the 4-3 again tonight. We'll play the 4-3 this week against Buffalo. So we have a lot of reps in our job through and our teaching periods up in the gymnasium throughout the off season. So I feel very confident. Actually, I think practicing against the 3-4 really helps us because we play a lot more 3-4 teams this year than we have in the past. So,
Mike, do you worry that Justin Harrell, with his latest setback, his career could be on the line?
Justin's definitely going through a tough spot right now. I think it's really too early to make that claim. I know it's very frustrating, especially, you know, low back injuries to come back from. So we're just gathering all the information, trying to get him the best treatment possible and trying to get him healthy. So, but he's definitely going through a tough stretch right here.
Thank you, Mike.